In 2006, the Riverkeeper sued JEA over routine sewage overflows. St. John's Riverkeeper Lisa Reinemann says that suit was settled in 2010. As a result,
we, along with JEA and the Public Trust for the Environment, hired an engineer to review their system and to make recommendations to reduce the amount of routine, everyday sanitary sewage spills, but also to identify measures to be taken to prevent spills during an emergency like Hurricane Matthew.
Reinemann says JEA held up its end of the bargain when it came to routine spills. But more than 11 million gallons of sewage that recently overflowed are proof it didn't properly plan for the storm. Particularly disturbing, she says, is five sewage pump stations failed when the power went out and they lacked backup generators.
We're doing a thorough scrub to make sure, number one, they're in compliance with their permit. If not, we'll take appropriate action.
That could mean another lawsuit. As the Florida Times Union first reported, JEA says four of the five failed stations were grandfathered in, meaning they weren't required to install backup generators when the rule took effect. The utility said the fifth pump doesn't serve enough customers to fall under the regulation. Ryan Bank, 89.9 WJCT News.